Good morning, brothers and sisters. It's Wednesday morning, and today we are focusing on the first part of verse 3 of Psalm 23, and we will carry on with the latter part of this verse tomorrow. We will again read the whole of Psalm 23. It reads, a Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. He lets me rest in green pastures. He leads me to calm water. He gives me new strength. He leads me on paths that are right for the goodness of his name. Even if I walk through a very dark valley, I will not be afraid, because you are with me. Your rod and your walking stick comfort me. You prepare a meal for me in front of my enemies. You pour oil on my head. You fill my cup to overflowing. Surely your goodness and love will be with me all my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. I love it in the Amplified. Verse 4, it says, yes, though I walk through the deep sunless valley of the shadow of death, I fear or dread no evil, for you are with me. Your rod to protect and your staff to guide, they comfort me. Today we unpack the benefit of being given new strength. Strength has to do with energy and vitality, as well as physical strength and emotional well-being. The following scripture beautifully explains a process that would leave one deflated, both physically and emotionally. Isaiah 49 verse 4. But I said, I have labored to no use, to no purpose. I have spent my strength in vain and for nothing. Yet what is due to me is in the Lord's hand. My reward is with my God. We all have faced moments where we experience physical exhaustion and the outcome of our efforts seemingly not matching the amount of energy we put into our labor. When this takes place, it may lead to a state of defeat, exhaustion, and even depression. In these moments, the Lord pours out His divine resource of encouragement for those who love Him. Exodus 15 verse 6. Your right hand, O Lord, was majestic in power. Your right hand, O Lord, shattered the enemy. Not only does God renew our strength, but He also saves us in moments of weakness and uncertainty. Believers have an unlimited resource in the Lord of renewal and refreshing in the Holy Spirit. Not only does He revive, but the word strength can also be translated as efficiency. The Lord makes us efficient and are calling and carrying out His will for our lives. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10. Finally, brothers and sisters, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Believers must be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. The word strong means power, might, and strength. Believers must possess power, might, and strength as they walk through the course of life. While the Lord's strength means His sovereign unlimited power and dominion over all, this unlimited power is exposed to the believer who walks and loves the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord's might means strength, force, and ability. It means His ability to use His strength and force wisely. The believer is to be strong in the sovereign unlimited power of the Lord, in the power of His might, in His ability to use His power exactly as He should use it. You, child of God, do not have a reason to feel defeated. Even though we have every reason now and again to give up and feel deflated, the Lord is the resource and source of all power and strength. We are not left to battle life through our own devices. The Lord leads us to places of renewal in which we are strengthened in His Spirit. Listen to what Prophet Zechariah says, Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6, this is the word of the Lord. The Lord spoke to Zerubbabel, you won't succeed by your might or by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of the Lord of hosts. Again and again, the early church experienced the invigorating power of the Holy Spirit when He came upon them, transforming and empowering believers who were rather previously fearful and timid. Acts chapter 1 verse 8, it says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. I end this meditation with where we began. He restores my soul. Meaning that He feeds my soul. He revives my soul. He protects my soul. Meaning He is the fortress in which I hide. May you have a blessed day knowing you have a great big God on your side who will not let anything happen to you for His name's sake. God bless. See you again.